And now it's my pleasure to introduce Alex Stevens, who's the chairman of the International Society for the Study of Drug Policy and our partner in putting this on. Alex.
Well, good morning, everyone. The more astute of you will have realized that I am not Rosalie Pecula, as stated on your program. Rosalie has many of other things on her plate and has asked me to take her place in the program. And as Mark stated, I'm the president of the International Society for the Study of Drug Policy, as well as being a professor in criminal justice at the University of Kent in England. And I'd like to add my comments to Brad's to welcome you all to New York, even though I would have just arrived myself. But welcome to this wonderful event, this opportunity for us all to learn from each other about cannabis policy. Thanks to BOTEC and to Mark Lymer for putting this event together, and to New York University for hosting it. The International Society for the Study of Drug Policy doesn't have a viewpoint itself. It is a forum for the advancement of scholarship on drug policy around the world. And obviously, cannabis is a huge issue within that, and obviously the Americas are a hugely important region, not just what's going on in the states of the United States, also what's going on in Canada, in Latin America, Uruguay being an obvious example. The eyes of the world are on New York this week for more than one reason. In drug policy, we have young guests coming up, but we also have this fascinating opportunity to learn from what's going on in the Americas region around cannabis policy. The ISSDP is 10 years old now, and we should thank the successes of the ISSDP in advancing knowledge to many people who are in this room who have spoken at previous events of the ISSDP, and perhaps especially give our thanks and appreciation to Peter Reuter, who is the founding president of ISSDP and has done so much to advance our understanding. During this meeting, there will be a stream of panels that are labeled ISSDP sessions. And these are sessions that we've put together by inviting scholars around the world to submit abstracts to present scientific research here. They've been selected on the basis of their scientific quality and their relevance to cannabis policy in the Americas, and there will be some excellent papers. Some of those papers are already available online. If you go to the ISSDP website, which is www.issdp.org, there's a conferences page and there's a password protected area. The password is ISSDPNYU16. And you'll find some of the papers that are being presented in the cannabis sessions there. Members of the Society also have access to most of the papers that have ever been presented at the 9 so far annual conferences, and will have access to the papers that are going to be presented at our conference in Sydney, Australia in May, and in our conference in Aarhus in Denmark in May 2017. In 2018, we hope to return to the Americas for our annual conference following our successful event in Bogota in 2013. So we hope that many of you will become even more involved in activities of the ISSDP over the next few years. If you want to know more about us, you can speak to me, or to Rosalie, or to Thomas Dobransky, or to Peter Reuter, or to Bo Kilmer, all of whom are members of the board of the ISSDP. So thank you very much for coming today. I look forward to learning from you and with you around cannabis policy in the Americas. Thank you.